are you, Coach?
Good.
Why the... Same question. I'm sure he can just comment on the release of Travis.
Yeah, I think the release kind of said it all. And we're looking for guys to do the little things the right way. And if you don't do the little things the right way, it's you're not going to be with the organization. I'm not going to get into detail what he did do or didn't do. But, you know, he's not going to be with us.
In the end, is it fair to say? You said at the end of the season you needed to know you could count on him. You just felt like you couldn't count on him anymore.
Well, I think what I just said kind of says it all. I think the release speaks volumes. You know, you got to do the little things. And if you don't do the little things, obviously you can't count on somebody. So that's why he's released.
Do you notice a little more pep in the step of players when something like that happens out of practice?
I think our players expected it. I don't think it really surprised anybody. They know the type of standard that we demand, and if you're not going to step up to that standard, you're not going to be with us.
Might you just go back to last year and what happened, or is it just this offseason and all of this?
It doesn't, you know, it's a combination of everything. And you talk about, you know, making decisions is not based on, you know, 1 week or 2 weeks. It's based on the time, you know, he's been here. And when you make a decision like that, you make it what you think is the best interest of the team.
How long had you been thinking about this decision?
Yeah, it doesn't matter how long I've been thinking about it. You make decisions and you go from there. You make decisions based on a day-to-day basis. And the time he's been here, obviously, it's been based, you know, throughout that time.
A little disappointing for you? You had very high hopes for him.
Well, you know, like I said, he's an excellent running back. But to do the things, or to go where we want to go, everybody's got to be going the right direction. Just too inconsistent as a person. And when you're too inconsistent as a person, usually you're not going to win championships.
What about your running back situation right now, the guys who are left here? How do you feel about that?
I feel very good about it, like I told you in the beginning. We've got a lot of talent. We've got a lot of guys going in the right direction. We got a tailback coming back that averaged 5.2 yards a carry, another guy averaged 4.9 yards a carry, and some other guys that got a lot of confidence in. And they're giving us 100% every day and doing the things that give you a chance to win. So I'm excited about the people we have, and I know our the rest of the offense and defense is excited as well.
Mike, how surprised was he when you told him this, or was he not surprised
at all?
I haven't
told him yet. I just released it. I haven't talked to him.
Mike, how important is character in general to you in putting together this group this year?
Well, it's important every year, just not this year. The way you win championships, you have a character team. My Super Bowls that I've been involved with, it's been very strong character. To win it all, you have to have a very strong character group. And we're not going to let one guy take us down or one guy not, you know, practice at the same standards or do the same standards without getting penalized.
Mike, did he not show up today?
No. I think what I just said says it all. It doesn't matter if he showed up today or not, or showed up last week. We made a decision, and that's the direction we're going.
Did you feel disappointed? Because you went a long ways to defend him last year, and you stood in this corner real.
Well, I'm going to stand up for every one of our players on this football team, regardless of how good they are. As long as I believe what they did was, you know, with Travis, let me speak specifically to Travis. The reason why I made a decision with Travis to back him is I believed him, and I know he was right. And I will always do that to our players. If I believe a player is right, I'm going to stand up in his corner. If I think a player is wrong, I'm not going to stand up in his corner. So, yeah, I stood up for Travis, and I gave him, I believe, a second chance.
I mean, you stuck your neck out pretty far for him.
Well, yeah, because it was true. I believed in he was innocent, and he was innocent. But that's not the case here. We give guys chances, and if they don't take advantage of those chances, they're not with us. I'd say that's a very good comment, very good awareness. Yeah. Anything else? Jeff's always throws one of those things.